Good morning. How are you? We are very blessed. And today, though, when we listen to the gospel, it starts off with a petition. Increase our faith. And often in our lives today, the way we live lives, the way the darkness seems to come from all sides at us, we too need to make that same prayer. Increase our faith. That God is big enough that all the garbage that's going on, God is bigger. He is stronger. And in the Old Testament, when we begin with that reading, and it says, look at Lord, we've been crying out to you. Aren't you paying attention? And he says, I want you to write this stuff down. This is gonna work. This will turn out good. Write it down. Believe it. Know it. And so must we be these people that cry out to God, increase our faith, because faith is the key that unlocks the power of God. Faith is the key that unlocks the power of God. And so we need to really be people of faith. The problem with the church today, even here, well, not here, everybody else that goes to those other places, people to receive the sacrament effectively, what is needed today? Faith. You need to have faith that Jesus Christ is present in the most blessed sacrament. For a sacrament to work, faith is needed. If you're a pagan and you come up here and you go, yeah, and you take Jesus and you put him in your pocket, well, nothing happened. Why? Because you don't have faith. Faith is the key. And so we need to beg God for that faith, huh? Today, we baptize Lena. Now, Lena, does Lena have any faith? Say no. No, she's only a baby. Lena doesn't have any faith yet. She has faith in her parents, if you will, that her mom's going to feed her every day, right? Yes, but her faith for this sacrament to work comes from who? Her parents, her godparents. For this sacrament to work, it needs faith. It takes the faith of the community to make this sacrament work on this baby. And so in our own life, instead of bemoaning how things don't go right in our lives, we need to say, instead of looking at the darkness and cursing it, we need to look at God and say, increase my faith. That your faith, my faith in you, that you can do anything, huh? Again, when St. Paul in the second reading talks about that the spirit that God gives us is not a spirit of cowardice. It doesn't make us weak. The spirit God gives us is one of power, of love, and self-control. What unlocks that power and love and self-control is faith. So today, just one thing. Beg God to increase your faith. God will never say no to that prayer, right? If you ask God to increase your faith, he'll never say no. So ask. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.